Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Lifeline broadcast, hosted by Apostle Shirley Jones. She is the senior pastor of Rehoboth Family Life Center, and we are located at 17900 Queen Anne Road, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774. Service on Sunday is at 10 a.m., and we would be honored to have you come out to worship and fellowship with us. We are indeed being blessed by the Lord every Sunday. We have Bible study via teleconference every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-432-3100. The access code is 386-279. Apostle Jones' book, Lifeline, When God Speaks, Volumes 1 and 2, can be purchased at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and any place books are sold. You can also send your request to www.shirleyjjones.com. To purchase the books along with the worship CD birthed during her time sitting before the Lord. Lifeline, When God Speaks, is a book of encouraging words that God gave for her life, and now she shares to encourage you in your journey. So be sure to get a copy. Apostle Jones can be reached via email at apostlesjones@rehobothflc.org. or by phone at 1-877-354-6082. She would love to hear from you. Remember, the broadcast is the first Monday of each month. Get the word out. Now, to Lifeline Broadcast with Apostle Shirley Jones.
Amen and amen. Well, good evening. And thank you for joining me tonight for the Lifeline broadcast. To God be all the glory for his faithfulness and his mercy and his kindness towards us, his people. And as always, I am just so honored and glad to be a part of this network, When Christians Speak Talk Radio Show. You know, Matthew 24:14 tells us, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." This network is available in 130 countries. They are listeners in such places as Brazil and Ghana and Australia, Germany, Dominican Republic, China, and France, just to mention a few. I pray that the work of this network continues to be about kingdom building. And I say once again tonight, to God be all the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Well, I want to extend an invitation to join us on Sunday morning. We're not back in our building as of yet, and so we have been doing services on Facebook Live and also our teleconferencing line. And that number is 712-775-8972, and the access code is 386279. And once again, that's 712-775-8972. And the access code is 386279. And we are also, like I just mentioned, doing it on Facebook Live. Well, this Sunday we're going to be having communion together. So invite your family and friends to join in with you. This is just an awesome, awesome time to evangelize and to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and jump into the word for tonight. So, Father God, we just bless you, and God, we just honor you, God, and we adore you, Lord. God, we thank you for your loving kindness, oh God, and your tender mercies. And, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you. God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, and there's no failure in you. So I pray tonight that, God, that you would just look upon us, your people, tonight. Oh, God, we ask that you would look upon us tonight, oh, God. And, God, give us everything that we need, Lord God, that we, Father God, may be a blessing to your people, Father God, and that you will hear us, and that, God, we will trust you with everything that we're about. And so, Father, we thank you for this time. I pray that, God, that you would word my mouth tonight, that, Father God, that I ask that you would use these clay lips, God, to speak a word of life to these, your people, and that, God, that we will know that everything's going to be all right. And so we bless you tonight, God. Together we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. And we bless you again in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen, amen, amen. Well, bless the Lord tonight. Woo, the Lord gave me a message, and I have been working on the message this afternoon. It was something that I had actually taught and preached on one of our Sundays that we've been on Facebook Live. But as I was telling Reverend Ray, there's a lot of stuff, y'all, that's going on in the earth right now. First of all, let me just pray. I pray that you and your family are well. But there's a lot of unrest on the earth right now between the pandemic that's still alive. And then we have the situation, the death of George Floyd while he was in the custody of the policeman. And not just shortly, I was watching, and there was a disruption in D.C. Where they put in military police, and they had policemen on horses, and they were firing tear gas, and people were being pushed back, and some people were being knocked down. And it was just a lot of stuff that was going on, and this is just not in D.C., but it was being done across the board in some of the major cities. This is going on, has been going on for the last about 7 days. So when I was talking to him, I just felt like I'm going to share a few things with you guys, but I want to use the rest of the time tonight for prayer, because I believe that there is so much unrest upon the land right now that us who know the power of prayer and that we need to pray, y'all. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for the unrest that's on the cities and the states. We have to pray that there will be no more lives lost. We have to pray that our minds will stay on God, and that we won't be led astray by our emotions and the corruption that's in the land. I mean, there's so much to pray about. So I just feel led tonight that he just kind of took me in a total different direction, and I'm okay with that, because I said, God, I keep asking him, what's my part, God? What's my part, God? What's my part? And so I felt like I just couldn't come on here and just do a straight teaching and not address some issues or not to pray, because prayer is paramount. You know, we have to pray. You know, we've been talking about prayer for the last, and I know for Rehoboth, we've been talking about prayer, the importance of prayer, the focus of prayer since January. And I have not been able to get from underneath that umbrella, which is prayer is our lifeline. So we've been hitting prayer. We've been talking about some subtopics of prayer. But we've been talking about this now for almost 6 months. And now I'm understanding even more why God said in December that we needed to have our focus this year needed to be on prayer. Because, you know, we serve a God that knows all things. He knows all things. He knows all things. He knows all things, y'all. Before it happens, God knows. And because of his love for us, he will begin to position us in a place that we can be covered in prayer and whatever else we need before a situation hits the earth. And so when he began to tell us that we needed to focus on prayer, it's because right now prayer is what we have. Prayer is a powerful tool. Prayer is a powerful weapon, and we have to use it. We have to cover our homes, our city, the world in prayer. And that's going to be paramount. So tonight, I just wanted to share a few things in regards to our mindset during this time. And then I just want to pray tonight. I want to pray because I believe that that's where God would have me to go and what's needed. Because think about this, and I was just sharing with my son before I got on the broadcast. Isn't it interesting that this past weekend, a lot of the states and the counties had decided to open up for us to get from underneath somewhat of the stay-at-home mandate. Some of the restaurants were starting to open with curbside. Some of the stores were opening. Some of the businesses were opening. This was this weekend. Some of them had already opened, but the majority of them were starting to open this past weekend and even today. And look at the change of events. That as the cities and states were opening up for people to move back into some type of what they consider normalcy, although I have been declaring that and actually stating rather that I don't believe that we would ever go back to what it used to be, that there is a new norm that we would have to be able to go into. But think about this, y'all, that this was a time frame that the cities and the states were starting to lift some restrictions and we could move around a little bit more freely. And bam, right in the middle of that is when the protesting and the rioting and the looting and the now a lot of the states, even D.C. tonight has imposed a curfew, and a curfew for D.C. is 7 o'clock tonight. So you had all these people that were gathering peacefully, but they wanted them to get out of the park. So they started shooting tear gas. They started pushing up against the people. They started riding on horses. I mean, they have called in the National Guard and they have called in military folks to try to bring about order or to push the people back and to get them out of the streets because the curfew's at 7 o'clock at night. Now, I say that to say that here the mandates were being lifted, but now this has happened that's pushing us back. Now we got more restrictions because now they're saying that there's chaos in the streets. So they're preventing people to be out. They got a curfew, 7 o'clock. Everybody in D.C. got to be off the streets. And there's a lot of curfews that are being placed on other cities and other states. But here it was opening, and now we're closed again for another reason. We got to see that there is a bigger picture working. Why is it that when the restraints were being lifted and now the clinkers are being put on the cities again, but now in a different direction or a different method that's being used? Come on, y'all. Come on. This is bigger than what we think, and if we're not careful, we are going to be caught on our blind side. We're going to be caught up in stuff that ain't even the stuff. But there are things that are happening that you have got to get this in the spirit. And not only now the people are now protesting, but people are not, a lot of the people don't have masks on. A lot of people are, because they're so congested, people are shoulder to shoulder. There's no social distancing that's going on. And the coronavirus is still alive. It's still infecting people. It's still killing people. So now, you know, and because we have been under constraints, I believe that now that we have this, it didn't take much. It's almost like it's pushing people over the edge with emotions because we've already been under all these restrictions with the coronavirus, and now this has happened. So it's like people have to get a release some kind of way, and this is the way some people are getting released. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. But we gotta get this in the spirit. We gotta get, what God are you saying, God? Now we still have the coronavirus. Just because they're lifting things, I believe that we gotta be careful that we're not jumping out nilly willy. And I use that term nilly willy is when you just jump out there doing things any old kind of way and making bad choices and bad decisions. But we still have to have restraints even in this. Come on now, even in this. even in this thing is getting ugly by the day, by the second, by the evening. It's getting uglier by the second. And now we're not talking about just one location, but this thing now has even spilled over into London, excuse me, and to some other places in other countries, that this violence and protesting, and people have a right to protest, but we got to understand that it's not even some of the people that live in the states where this is happening. You got folks infiltrating. Hear me now. You got folks coming from other states, other left-wing people that are coming in and causing havoc, and then people are jumping on the bandwagon. That's why you got to be able to hear from God. See this thing in the spirit. Oh, glory to God. So this is the time. This is the time, hear me now, that we've got to be able to use prayer as our lifeline. Prayer as our lifeline. Therefore, prayer will save our life. Prayer keeps us from falling or being washed away. Prayer supports and assists us at crucial times. Prayer aids us. Prayer is our salvation. Prayer is indispensable for the maintaining and protection of our life. Prayer keeps us in contact with Abba Father in dangerous or potential dangerous situations. And we're in that right now, y'all, right now, right now. Prayer has got to be the place in which we sit and the place in which we stand. We have got to be able to have the mindset that I am going to trust God regardless of what it looks like. I am going to stay on my face for myself and my family and for my community and for my city and my state and for the world, because right now the enemy is playing for keeps. And not only now, he always has. Oh, he always has. And it's not that so much that he has upped his game, because I said that one time, and the Holy Spirit said, no, Shirley, he hasn't upped his game. We have gotten off of our game. And our game that we use is prayer. Prayer is our weapon. And if we're not using prayer, the enemy is able to come in and wreak havoc in our lives. This is bigger than what it looks like. This is bigger than people are pulling buttons and strings behind the scenes that you don't know, we don't know anything about. So don't go by just face value and what you hear and what you see, but you got to get this thing in prayer. So I want to just say a few things, and then I'm just going to go ahead and take us up in prayer. One of the things during this time is our mindset. Our mindset. We got to have the mindset that this too shall pass, that it ain't always going to be like this. And that's what the enemy will have us to say, that God's not going to do anything. It's going to get worse. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. But no, I say this night, and I declare and decree that this too shall pass, that things are going to change, because I trust God, that God is going to intervene upon the earth, and because we're going to be on our faces as believers and trust God to do so. Also, our mindset, we're talking about, see, it's in your mind, the mindset, whatever we think is what we do. And so we gotta think even tonight, I shall not walk in fear. I shall not walk in fear. And we got to stand on that thing. See, these are some of the things that you're going to have to proclaim during this time. You got to see it. You got to stand on it and believe God. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This is the place where the enemy is trying to wreak havoc. He's trying to cause us to walk in the spirit of fear. When you walk in fear, you're not walking in power. You can't hear God, and there's all kinds of thoughts going through our minds, and we will begin to act out those things that the enemy will come and try to wreak havoc with us. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. We got to stand on what he has given us. He has given us power and love and a sound mind. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. casting down imaginations. The enemy will come and he'll begin to paint a picture and make it look like that this thing will never end, that it's going to get worse and worse, and life for you is going to be bad. He will paint a picture. He will use even things that are in your life and in front of you to say, look at this. I told you so. But the Bible says that we have to cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You've got to stand on what you know your God is capable of. That's why we were talking about just the other day in church about affirmations. Affirmations are those things that are true, those things that you know that God has brought you out of, those things that God has said even in his word, and you can begin to stand on those things and rehearse those things and know that this too shall pass, and because he's the same God, and if God has ever done anything for you, then you can know that God is capable of still doing it again. God's mercy does not change. His grace and his kindness and his love for his people do not change. So anything that comes up against you and your family, cast that thing down and say, not so, but for me and my house, oh glory, that we are going to serve the Lord, and that no matter what it looked like, no matter how long it's been here, that I know that it's not bigger than the God that I serve. So I am not going to receive that. I'm going to come against that, and I'm going to begin to affirm and declare and decree the things that I know to be true, that my God is a deliverer, my God is a healer, my God is a way maker, my God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think, that my God is my provider, my God is my joy. Oh, he's able, he's able. You got to stand on what you know to be true during this time, that you do not walk in fear. When fear comes, cast it down and replace it with the things that you know are true. John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He's saying to us right here, regardless of what you may be going through, regardless of what the earth may be going through, that remember, my children, that I have overcome the world. He says, be of good cheer. He says, if you think on these things, that it shall keep you in perfect peace. So we can think about the things, no matter what we go through. He's already told us that you're going to go through some things, but know that no matter what you have gone through or going through, that I have overcome the world. There's nothing. When Jesus was on the cross and he said, it is finished, he took on him everything that we would ever experience in the world. He took it on and he took it in the tomb with him. Oh, and he left it there and he says, I have overcome that, and I have overcome that. And no matter what you go through, I have overcome that. And if I have overcome that, then you can too. Oh, come on now. So when fear tries to grip you, but know this, that this too shall pass, and that God has overcome the world. And we can begin to thank him in advance. Oh, glory to God. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. And as far as our mindset, one of the things that we have to remember during this time is that we are not alone. We got some help, y'all. We got help. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Oh, that's his promise to us, that everybody else may leave us. Everybody else may not understand us. But God says in his word that he would never leave us, nor would he ever forsake us. So I am not in this thing alone. No matter what shows up on my doorstep, no matter what shows up in my life, that I know that I'm not alone, that I can hasten to the throne of grace, and I can have audience with him. I can find my seat in heaven, heavenly places according to Christ Jesus, and I can find what I need. I am not by myself. That is a trick of the enemy. Although there may not be people around me, Oh, glory. But the Holy Spirit lives within inside of me. I have my guardian angels that go before me. I am not alone. God knows me by name. He knows my address. He knows where I live. He knows my beginning at my end. He knows everything about me. He knows me. He knows me. He knows me. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb, and he's not going to leave me now. Come on, you got to hold on to this. That's the mindset during this time. Psalms 42, 5 and 6. Why? This is where David had one of those days. You know those days when you're like, I ain't sure about all this. I don't know. But David says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites and from the hill Mizar. Right there, he said that, why am I feeling like this? And some days when you're starting to feel a little sad and your countenance is low, you got to remind yourself of all the places that God delivered you out of. All the times that he came to see about you, all the times that he provided for you, David had to remind himself. He had to remind himself of all the times when God delivered him from the enemy, when he delivered him from the hands of Saul, when Saul was trying to kill him. All of us have a story. All of us have some place that it was nobody but God that came to deliver you, that came to see about you, and that we can begin to rehearse those things in those places when we're having those days and remind us that he is the same God. And if he did that, he'll do, what will he do now? Come on, sometimes you may not get the preacher. You may not even get your friend. Oh, but we have a God that we can call on, at any time and any place, because he said he would never leave us, and he said he would never forsake us. Oh, God, we thank you. Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that all things, not some things, but all things, work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. If I am in God, oh, glory to God, and things are coming in my path, I've got to understand, but he said that all things, and I've seen some ugly things, I've seen some bad things, but I've seen God take that thing and turn it around, and it worked out for my good. Oh, that it wasn't good while I was going through it, but I learned some lessons. I learned what not to do, and I learned how God still loved me and how God can take that thing and turn it around and shape it and cause me to be victorious. So know that all things, not some things, don't just look at the pretty things, but sometimes the ugly things will produce something because it keeps you, it teaches you, it lends you someplace else, it directs you someplace else. So we got to have the right mindset during this time that I am not alone, I am not alone, I am not alone, I am not alone, and I shall not walk in fear, and I'm going to stand on this thing, and I'm going to be and do all that God has called me to be. Oh, hallelujah. So this is a good time, y'all. It may not feel good right now because there's so much happening in the earth. But God says that all things work together for the good for those that are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. And those that love God, God's going to use every situation in our lives to grow us up, to shape us and to mold us so that we can be all that he's called us to be. We are not alone. We have help during this time. Oh, glory to God. So remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind, and God says that he would never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. So we have to continue. Hear me now. We have to continue to stay in prayer as God further shows us and our household now and what and who we are becoming. Oh, God's going to use his glory to push out the old and bring in the new. We're going to trust God that he's going to arrest everything that gets in the way of his peace enveloping the land. We're going to trust God. We're going to stay out of our head, and we're going to stay in prayer. Yeah, let me listen to this. There are going to be things revealed that will seem impossible to be true, but it is truth. He says, wait, wait, and watch. and listen for divine instructions on how and when to move forward. The greater awaits you on the other side of now. He that has an ear, hear what the Spirit say to the church. We are the church, so listen up and listen. Listen for what God has to say to us during this time. To God be the glory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I bless God tonight. I bless God tonight. I bless God tonight in the midst of chaos, in the midst of unrest. I know that I serve my daddy, that my daddy that's bigger than all of this. My daddy will make it okay. My daddy will pull things to the side and reveal the truth of the matter. So I just felt led. I needed to share that to encourage your heart tonight, to give you some word, because word is what solidifies us, that supports us and strengthens us. But I want to pray. I want to take the rest of the time that I have, and I want to pray tonight. I want to pray that God would intervene in the earth, and that the unrest would cease, and that God will be able to come through, and he will be victorious in everything that's going on. So, Father God, we just bless you tonight. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. I bless you, God. I bless you, Lord. I bless you. Yeah, God. I bless you, God. I bless you, God. I bless you, God. Yeah, God. I bless you, Lord. Even as I look around, God. God, in the day, God, I look around, God, and there's unrest and there's chaos upon the land, God. But we know you, God. Yeah, God. We know you, Lord God, as a God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. God, we read in your word that you spoke to the wind and you spoke to the rain and you said, peace be still. So I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that, Father God, that wherever there is unrest and wherever there is chaos, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that, God, that you would speak peace to the land, God. Oh, God, first I ask even, God, for forgiveness, God. Oh, God, for the land, God, for the things that we have done, God, that weren't pleasing unto you, God. Oh, God, you said if my people would humble themselves, my people. And, God, we humble ourselves tonight before you, God. And we ask that, God, would you would intervene, God. I pray tonight, God, that you would go from city to city, God, and state to state, God. Oh, God, and where there is unrest, that, God, that you would speak peace to it, God. I pray tonight, Lord God, that there would be no more lives lost, God. I pray that Father God, that justice, Father God, would reign supreme, God. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus that everything, God, that's not like you, God, oh, God, would begin to bow, God. Everything that's not like you, God, oh, God, would get out of the way, God, and be all that you have called it to be. God, we thank you tonight, God, and we bless you, Lord God, and we honor you, Lord God. Even now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against, God, every demonic spirit, God, oh, God, that comes to rule, God, oh, God, the earth, God, even now, in the name of Jesus, that, Father God, we pray, God, oh, God, every trap, God, oh, God, every scheme, God, every plot, God, oh, God, that the enemy, Father God, has worked up, God, and all the agents, God, that he's using, God, in the earth, God, oh, God, to bring about unrest, God, and doubt and fear. But I pray tonight, God, oh, God, that you would uncover, God, the seat of the enemy, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would cause the enemy's hand to be empty, God. Oh, God, that the enemy will have no ammunition, God, to be able to use, God. Oh, God, and every plot and every scheme, God, would be uncovered, Lord God, and that there would be peace upon the land, God. God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you would go from city to city, God. Oh, God, state to state, God. Oh, God, and cause the land, God, even tonight, God. They don't know what may happen in the nighttime, God. There's curfews all over the place, God. But I pray, God. Oh, God, I pray tonight, God. Oh, God, people are hurting and people are angry, God, and people are tired. And, Father God, even when we were in our homes, God, during the coronavirus, and now we got this, God. Oh, God, but it's not too hard for you. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I pray peace upon the people. I pray peace upon their minds. I pray that, God, that there would be no fear. Father God, even now in the name of Jesus, that, God, that you would cause them to know that, Father, that you are not asleep, that, Father, you ain't lost, and you are not without ammunition, and you are not without an answer. So I pray tonight, Lord God, move every dictator, God, move every person that's responsible, Father God, for the chaos upon the earth, Father God, even those hidden people in those hidden places. Father God, I pray that it be revealed, Father God, even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray, God, for the Floyd family tonight. God, we pray that you would comfort them, Father God, during this time. We pray that your hand would be upon them, God, upon their hearts, Lord God, even now in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that everybody's involved, God. Everybody's involved, God. Everybody's involved, God. Oh, God, that you, God, would comfort and give them what they need. And God, we pray, God, we understand that the virus is still alive. Oh, God, and we pray tonight that, Father God, that you are able to speak to the virus, God. You're able, God, to disband it, God, to cause it not to be able to come together, all the components, God. Oh, God, I saw it just break up right then when I said that. I see it breaking up, God. You're able, God. You know the speed of it, God. You know where it's hiding, God, even now in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, oh, God, that you would speak to it, God. Everything, God, that you speak to, God, answers you. Everything, God, that you speak to, God, bows before you. So I pray tonight in the name of Jesus that, God, that you would speak to the virus, God, that you would cause, Father God, all the properties to become unraveled, that, Father God, it would lose its strength and its potency, God, that it will not be able to infect your people, and, Father God, that when it breaks up, that it will never be able to gather its strength and its parts again. God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, even for those, God. Oh, God, in the hospitals, God, I pray for the doctors, God, and the nurses, God. I pray for all the essential workers, God, and everybody, God, that's on the front line, that's in position, God, that they could be affected because they're helping other people. But I pray tonight, God, I pray tonight, God. Hey, God, I pray that they would be safe. God, I pray that you would cover them, Father God, in the blood of Jesus tonight. God, I pray, God, I pray that there will be no more illnesses. I pray, God, that people that are sick, God, will recover fully. God, I thank you now, God, and I bless you. Now, God, I pray, God, for all of the people that are gathering in the streets, God. Oh, God, that are not even thinking about, God, the guidelines, God. I pray that you would quicken them, God, and let them know that the virus, God, is still alive, God, and not to be hoodwinked by the enemy, God. The cost is now to step out like that, and, Father God, and be shut up again because of this. So, God, I pray tonight, quicken, God, the minds of the people, oh, God. Cause them, God, to understand, God. Oh, God, the plan of the enemy, God, the plots of the enemy, God, the steps of the enemy, God, even now in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight, God, that there will be a stillness that will come upon the earth, oh, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, where everything, God, every plot, God, where there are people working behind the scenes, God, where there are people, God, gathering in back rooms, God, oh, God, in foreign countries, even, God, plotting, God, the dismal of the people. God, I pray tonight, God, oh, God, that you would visit those places, God. God, and tear up the camp, God. Tear up the plans, God. Tear them up, God. Oh, God, that they will not be able to manifest upon the earth. I pray tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that over the next few days, God, oh, God, that there will be a quietness that will visit the land, God. Oh, God, that people, Father God, will be still, God, and know that you're God. I pray that, God, that we have the opportunity to tell somebody about you, God. I pray, God, from the north and the south and the east and the west, God. Oh, God, that your people, oh, God, that your people, God, would be all that you called us to be, God. So, God, we thank you tonight, God. God, move by your spirit. God, speak to the land, God, even now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you would give us strategies, God. I pray that you would tell us what to do, God. I pray that the laws of the land would change, God. I pray that there would be conversations, God, that we would be able to understand one another, God, that the spirit of racism, God, oh, God, would be erased upon the earth, God. Oh, God, that there would be equality for all people, God. I pray now in the name of Jesus. Jesus. That God, that we be put in places that we have a voice, God. Oh God, that we can be heard, God, and change will come to the land, God. Oh God, let us not do this now and in 2 weeks, God. Oh God, we're on to something else. But every time it gets worse, God. So I pray tonight that, Father God, that we would take up, oh, the mantle, God, of injustice. We would take it up, God, and be able to speak to it, God. Be able to plant some laws, God, and plant some laws, God. Have some conversations, God. Oh, God, that our children would be treated fairly, God, and our children would be treated the same. Housing would be the same. Education would be the same. Father God, do it for your glory and your honor and your praise, oh, God. We thank you tonight, oh, God. God, we cry out tonight, God. Yeah. Yeah, God, every dark place, God, every dark corner, God. Oh, God, everything where, Father God, people are coming from other cities and other places, God, to wreak havoc, God. I pray now in the name of Jesus. I pray for those, God, who have lost businesses, that their businesses will be restored, oh, God. God, I pray tonight, God. I pray, God, I pray tonight, God, that the people, Lord God, will look to you, God, tonight for answers, God. Oh, God, because you know all things, and you do all things so very well. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God. God, when we don't know what to do, when I don't know what to do, God, I know to hasten to the throne of grace. Oh, God, to seek you out, God. Oh, God, to get on my face, oh, God. Oh, God, and cry out to you, God, to have mercy upon the land, oh, God. Have mercy upon the people, oh, God. God, move even upon the government tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, not let it be just about politics, but let it be about the people, God. Oh, God, that we can see change, God, coming upon the land, God, even now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. God, and we bless you, Lord. If it's one person by one person, if this person will encourage that person, oh, God, let us be a community of people that encourage one another, Lord God. Let us not push each other to the edge, God. Let there be not an instigator in the group, God. Let there be not somebody that's insinuating, God, violence, God, and killing, God. We pray tonight, Lord God. We pray tonight, Lord God. Even, God, the military that has been stationed, God, let it be for the right reasons, God. Let them not provoke the people, God. Oh, God, even now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. God, and we bless you. God, and we honor you, Lord God. Help us, God, to live right before you, God. Oh, God, someone asked me today, how do I tell my daughter about what's going on? And I heard someone else say, God, that we do it by living a certain way. Oh, God, because our children are watching us. Our children are watching us. Our children are listening to what we're saying, and our children are watching what we do. So, Father God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that us as parents, Father God, us as the older generation, that, God, we would live right before our children. And we pray, God, for the millennials and those that are even younger, God. We pray tonight, God, that they, Father God, we understand that there's some things that they're just tired of seeing and hearing and talking about. But, God, let them do it in a way, God, oh, God, that will bring about change, God, that will be constructive, God, even now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Yeah, God, we bless you, God. Oh, God, we don't know what to do, God, but we know to cry out, God. Oh, God, we know to put everything aside, God. Oh, God, and seek you out. Hey, God, I seek you tonight, God. Oh, God, I come before you, God. Oh, God, and I cry out, God. Oh, God, have mercy upon the land, oh, God. God, move upon the people, God. Oh, God, save the people, God. Deliver the people, God. Deliver the cities, oh, God. Oh, God, that no one else will lose their life, God. We thank you tonight, God. God, and we bless you. God, we honor you, Lord God. Let it be done right, God. Oh, God, let it be done right, God. Not put together, God, sloppily, God. Oh, but to this time, God, let it be done right, God. Oh, God, let them not look for loopholes. Oh, God, but let justice reign supreme, God, even now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, God, and we bless you, Lord. Oh, God, look upon each one of us tonight, oh, God, and tell us, God, what is our part, God? I pray tonight, God, oh, God, that you tell me my part, God. Oh, God, what is it, God, that you're telling me to do, God? What are you telling me to say, God? Where are you telling me to go, God? What are you telling me to be, God, to bring about change in the land, God? So, God, I thank you. God, I pray, God, I pray protection for every family that's represented on this line tonight. I pray that, God, that their households are covered in the blood, God. I pray that no harm or danger shall befall them. God, I pray, God, that no virus or plague, God, would come nigh their dwelling, God. I pray tonight, God. I pray, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, stitch up the hearts of the brokenhearted tonight, God. Oh, God, rearrange the mind of the lost tonight, God. Oh, God, give good thoughts tonight, God. Oh, God, give wisdom, give direction, God. Oh, God, give us everything that we need, God, that we can be all that we're called to be, Father God, even now in the name of Jesus. God, that we can be righteous people, God. Oh, God, we can be righteous before you, God, and do your bidding upon the earth, God. We can be conduits, Father God, of your power and your presence, God. I pray tonight, God, be glorified. God, be glorified upon the land, God. Oh, God, dry up every injustice, God. Dry up every disease and every famine, God. God, I pray, God, provisions, God, for those that have lost their jobs, God. Oh, God, families that don't know how they're going to eat tomorrow, God. I pray, provide for them, oh God, even now in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you. God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Let nothing drop, God. Oh, God, through loopholes, God. Let them not say because of this and because of that, but God, we pray tonight that you will shore everything up, God. And God, it be done, God, that you may be glorified. So, Father, we thank you. Yeah, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hey, yeah, God, I thank you. Yeah, God, I thank you. I thank you for the power of prayer tonight, God. God, I thank you when I don't know what to do, God. Hey, God, I know in my spirit, God, oh, God, that I can come and have audience with you. So, Father, God, teach us to come to you, God. Oh, God, teach us to stay ever before you, Lord, that you may lead and guide us in everything that we do. So I pray tonight, God. I pray tonight, God. I pray, God, over the world, God. I pray over the nation, God. I pray over every city and over state, God. Oh, God, that calm would hit the city, God. Oh, God, that we would be able to do it your way, God, and how you say do it when you say do it, God. And then you said you, God, would cause things to change. You said you would cause, Father God, the enemy, Father God, to be our foothold, our footstool, God. So, God, I thank you, Lord. Bring down every, God, every enemy. God, bring down every lie, every scheme, every plot. Father God, that's trying to destroy your people. Father God, that's trying to bring dismal to the world. Father God, even now, in the name of Jesus, let us move, Father God, with a mindset to do the right thing at the right time, Father God, as you lead and direct us. So, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we bless you. God, I thank you for the power of prayer tonight. God, I thank you, oh, God, that we can come, God, and we can call on you, Lord. We can lay before you, God, and ask that you would touch, God, and know that you hear us. And if you hear us, God, we know you're going to move, God. Oh, God, I wait to hear the good report. God, I wait to hear what you're going to do, God. Oh, God, bringing down every high and lofty place, God, everything, God. You said there's wickedness in high places. Bring it down, Lord God. Bring down, God, everything that's not like you, God. Bring it down, God, and cause it never to rise again. God, we thank you. God, we thank you, Lord. Give us an ear to hear, God. Oh, God, give us a mindset, oh, God, to do the right thing in the right time in the right place. Oh, God, and we'll give you glory. God, we'll give you praise, God. We'll give you honor, God. Yeah, God, we thank you. Yeah, shalalabom, mamaneke, shata. Yeah, kushidi, the end of the ebe, kandalalabom, shata. Yeah, kum. Yeah, God, we thank you. God, I hear you saying, God. Oh, God, you're going to move, God, upon the land, God. Oh, God, as your people, God, humble themselves and cry out to you that we shall see you move greatly, God. We shall see you move in a way that we haven't seen before, God. So we thank you, Father, for the thing that you're about to do upon the earth, God. Oh, God, gather your people in, oh, God. Cause your people to be still, God, and know that you're God. So we thank you tonight, God, and we bless you. And, God, we honor you. God, we adore you, God. We adore you, God. We adore you, God. We adore you, God. God, we thank you. Oh, God, that you are God, and there's nobody like you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Yeah, God, I thank you. Yeah, God, I bless you. Yeah, God, I honor you, Lord. God, I what to do. God, I can call on you, Lord. I can call on you, God, and know that you answer. God, that you'll direct and you'll lead and you'll keep, God. Oh, yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. So, God, we thank you tonight. God, we pray, God. We pray, God, as we wait on you, God. Oh, God, for you to move upon the land, God. We wait, God, for you, God, to do what you do best. Father God, and that's just being who you are. Almighty God, Elohim and Adonai, oh, the great I am tonight. Oh, we bless you. Oh, the keeper of my soul, we thank you. Yeah, God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, God, and we honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord God. I pray, God, call your people by name, God. Call them unto yourself, oh, God. Oh, God, that they may know that, God, that they're not alone, God. They don't have to be fearful. They don't have to be doubtful. God, come against every spirit of anxiety, God. Every spirit of depression, God. Everything that would cause us, God, to move out of the realm in which you're calling for our lives, God. God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, that every enemy spirit, God. Oh, God, is turned over, God. Oh, God, is destroyed, God. Oh, God, that you may get the glory in the earth, God. So we thank you tonight. God, I bless you. Bless these, your people, God, who have pressed their way tonight. I pray, God, breathe upon them tonight, oh, God. Breathe upon them, God. Oh, God, with your Shekinah glory. Oh, yeah, God, let your glory fill this line tonight, God. Let your glory fill the earth, God. Let your glory, Father God, fill the cities, God. Oh, God, even now the more. And God, we'll thank you. God, we're thanking you in advance, God. Oh, God, we know that it's you, God, that's going to move, God, that's going to do, God. Oh, God, as long as we trust you and stay on our face, God. Oh, God, you're going to honor us praying and seeking you out, God. Oh, God, you let us know that our praying and our believing and our trusting is not in vain. And God, you're going to do great and mighty things. Do it tonight, oh, God. Cause your people, God. Oh, God, tonight, God. Oh, God, tonight, God, we thank you. God, and we bless you and we honor you. Oh, God, and we'll thank you. We'll thank you, Lord. Oh, God, and we're thanking you now, God, in advance. Oh, God, for the answer and the way being made. Oh, God, we bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. Oh, God, no matter what it look like, no matter what they say, God, we trust you, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we just lay everything at your feet tonight. Oh, God, we bow before your presence. And, God, we say, be glorified. Be glorified in the land, God. Be glorified from the east to the north, the south and the west, God. God, we thank you tonight. And, God, you be glorified. And we'll be forever grateful, forever grateful, forever grateful. Hey, forever grateful. Ah, forever grateful, forever grateful, forever grateful. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a faithful God, and he's able to do anything and everything but fail. His ways are not our ways, but God is going to move if we stay on our face, if we keep trusting him and believing him that this too shall pass. And so, God, we thank you. We thank God tonight that we're able to come, and he has assured us that we're not alone, that we have help in him, and that we don't have to walk in the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind, and that and prayer in his deed is our lifeline, and we can stay under that thing. We can use it as our weapon. We can use it as a tool to cause change upon the earth. So continually pray, stay in prayer with me as we stay on our face before God and ask God to bless the land and God to make about a change in the land. And that his gospel will be preached to many in all generations and all nations, and that things too will change. So we just bless God tonight. I give God praise, I give God glory, and I give God honor. Whew, thank you, Lord. I bless God tonight for the privilege and the honor of prayer. I pray for each one of you tonight that you would continually just stay with me in prayer, and that we're going to see God move. We're going to see God move as we trust him to do so. Well, once again, thank you guys for hanging out with me. I still want to throw out, like I normally do, the line for salvation. If anybody's on this line and you have never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, and that you know you can't do this thing by yourself, you don't have the answers. Nobody does, but God does. So if you want him to take your life over, so that you don't have to walk in fear, that you don't have to walk in worry, then I say tonight that you would just repeat after me and say, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and God, I'm asking that you would forgive me, and I believe that Jesus rose on the third day and that he's able to give me life and life more abundantly. My life now is in you, and I pray that you would teach me how to walk upright. You would teach me how to be what you called me to be. And I yield and I surrender now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So if you were anybody on the line that said that prayer tonight, you know, send me an email or a text so that I can send you some additional information. But we're just going to trust God. Find yourself when the churches, most churches now are online, but tune in. You can hang out with us on Sunday morning, or a church that's preaching the word and teaching the word of God, and so that you'll be able to learn and become all that God's called you to be. So, gang, I just want to say thank you once again, guys, for hanging out with me on the B broadcast. To God be the glory. I pray that you guys would have a great week, because we're going to trust God. We're going to trust God. We're going to stay close, and we're going to stay close to be able to stay safe. So you guys be blessed. Be blessed. Join me next month. Be blessed. Be blessed. And be blessed. Hope for the final words. Love you guys, and stay on your face. Amen.
We thank you for joining us on the Lifeline broadcast, and pray you've been blessed. Again, our church is Rehoboth Family Life Center, located at 17900 Queen Anne Road, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774. Apostle Jones would love to hear from you. She can be reached via apostlesjones@rehobothflc.org or by dialing 1-877-354-6082. Until next month's broadcast, good evening and God bless.